Hello and welcome to Rod Squad, the urology podcast for students. I'm Parker Adams and I'm going to do urology. This is episode 57. This is match day and also basically my podcast anniversary. I have been looking forward for so long to make this episode and introduce myself as going to do urology instead of wants to do urology. And I just gotta say thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast over the last 12 months. So I have been so excited for this day, and I am proud to tell you guys that this morning I was able to match at McLaren McComb in Michigan for urological surgery. And I did not get to this place by myself. I had so much help along the way, and I can't thank all of you guys enough for all the help and guidance that you've given me. And I can only hope that I'm giving some of that back to you guys as I make this podcast. So I was able to match this morning. Unfortunately, there have been some of my close friends that weren't able to match today, and my heart goes out to those people, and I just want to say that, you know, at the end of the day, this doesn't define you, and at the end of the day, this is just a job, and just do your best to keep your head up. I'm going to do my best to make a couple episodes that go over what you can do when you don't match, and different options that you can take to hopefully help guide you guys or future applicants that are in this terrible position and have to kind of, you know, gather the things together and find something else to do. So for all those of you guys that did match, congratulations. What an exciting time. Today has been crazy talking to family and friends and drinking beer, and it's just been great. So it's been a wonderful day, and I hope this podcast has been useful to you. So fortunately, this program was at the top of my list. I matched in my top three, and I just wanted to take some time to recognize the residents and faculty that I spent time with. And even if I'm not going to be spending the next 5 years of my life with you guys, if you're at a program I didn't match at, I just want to say it doesn't take away from the guidance and support that you guys gave me. I was part of, you know, so many helpful groups of people, and they were all incredible. And just because I'm not at your program doesn't mean that what you guys offered me was anything less. So I really appreciate that, and thank you. Just to update you, my wife and I are currently looking at obtaining physician's loans and finding a realtor so that we can find a house in these upcoming months as we move out to Michigan. And tonight we have a reservation at this wonderful Italian restaurant that we ate at after we got married. So we love this restaurant. It's Tavernetta in Denver. If you guys ever get a chance to come out, I would highly suggest going there. But we're going there for dinner tonight. And I also just wanted to say I've had this podcast now for 364 days, and I just have to say it's been an incredible experience. I feel as though the urology community has accepted me even before a program had, and I have enjoyed each part of creating this podcast over this last year. And I just wanted to also give a quick thank you to you know, my wife and my family who have helped me through so much, and my teachers and my mentors that have guided me over these years, and my fellow students, both ahead of me and my fellow fourth years and some of the younger students as well, that have supported me, been there for me when things get hard. And especially these third years that have been reaching out to me recently, I don't think you guys understand, but me helping you guys find your way through this match process, handling stress, finding answers to your questions, that stuff motivates me and makes my days easier. And I get stressed just like everybody else. So being able to have you guys reach out looking for guidance and me being able to offer hopefully something to you guys is really refreshing. And I think you guys probably underestimate how much it means to me. And yeah, I hope this podcast is of benefit to you guys that are listening. I have huge plans for this thing in the future. I'm going to be continuing it into residency, including this spring. And if it's not accomplishing what it should be accomplishing, I really want you guys to reach out to me and let me know. If you guys have suggestions, let me know. If I get off track, let me know. And yeah. So I guess the last thing I wanted to mention is in a tweet a couple days ago, I mentioned that imposter syndrome is real. And I just want to say, on a weekly basis, I find myself wondering when someone will realize that I've tricked the system and snuck into my fourth year of medical school. And I just want you all to know that you're worth more than your board scores, than your research, or where you match. And at the end of the day, this is just a job, and it doesn't define who you are. And you all deserve to be here. So even if you feel like, you know, you don't know enough or you're not good enough at something, just take a deep breath, because a program accepted you for a reason, and if you didn't match today, it's not to say that you won't in the future. And you guys were all incredible when I was working with you out on the trail, and everybody has been so nice. So, as always, I hope you are doing well, I hope you're staying safe, and take care.